the reaction and the response is one we would have totally expected. It's only the placement of where the response happens that's so instructive. The Torah describes the rebellion of Korach against Moshe and Moshe's response of Vayichar leMoshe Ma'od, which would translate literally as Moshe was extremely angry. And that's what we would expect. His authority was challenged. The bedrock of that which the entire Jewish people rests upon is now in question. And Moshe was angry. The problem is where he gets angry. This is a full 15 verses into the story. He's already had two complete dialogues with Korach, expressed also his interest in a dialogue with Dathan and Avirim, the other two instigators, and only after all of that do we finally find Moshe getting angry. Why only here and not any earlier? I've had the experience over the last couple of years to coach some of my children's basketball, soccer, and baseball teams, which is always a volatile situation anytime you get Jewish men together with their sons and their attempted sports endeavors where the men still believe in vicariously living out their dreams. And all the problems that I've had over the years are almost always with other parents in the stands or as coaches, and almost rarely with the boys. And on one such occasion, I did have a situation in which the coaches on both sides were acting completely inappropriately. The situation got out of hand, the game was being affected adversely, and one of the coaches on the other team was holding me accountable, not because I was actively involved, but as passively allowing it to happen. So I called a meeting in the middle of the game for the coaches to come to the center and to talk this over. And three out of the four coaches joined me. And one of them said, "I'm not interested in your meetings. I don't want to talk with you." I couldn't believe the response. Not interested in talking? We have a problem here. There is a problem. We are all part of it. And you're not interested in even discussing it? If you're not interested in discussing the problem, then there can't possibly be a solution to the problem. Once the dialogue is cut off, the dialogue has been ended, then the hope is lost for ever resolving this situation. Moshe only has this problem at this part of the story when he asks Dathan and Avirim. He says, "Come, I want you to talk, I want to work this out." And they say, "You can gouge out the eyes of these men. We are not going up, we are not going to talk with you, we want nothing to do with you." And it's only when they say, "We want nothing to do with you, we're finished, we're not interested," then Moshe gets angry. Then the dialogue has been cut off. There's no potential, no possibility to ever resolve this when you say you don't want to talk. Now this is to be very clearly distinguished from a person who says, "I'm too angry now to talk," which is a reality that psychologists talk about all the time, where our brain functions in a fight or flight mode. We can't think rationally when we're angry. But then our words are more along the lines of, "I can't talk about this now, I need to wait a little bit." But when you say, "I don't want to talk about this, I have no interest in talking about this," then the relationship is over. And in all of our relationships, at that point, if we ever allow a relationship to get to that point where someone says, "I don't want to talk," then it's finished. Husbands and wives, parents and children at work, we can have disputes and we will have disputes, and we can have points in which we need to cool down and then be able to think rationally. But to not say the words of, "I'm not interested in the dialogue, I don't want to talk about this anymore." I believe that this is the explanation of Rashi's comment on that phrase of Vayichar leMoshe Ma'od, that Moshe was extremely angry. And Rashi adds something. He says, Nitzta'er Ma'od. He was very pained, which is an interesting break from the simple meaning of the words. The words mean angry, and Rashi says he was pained. But I think this is the explanation. Rashi's bothered by, why is Moshe only angry here? And he answers, because here's where Dathan and Avirim cut off the dialogue. And that's not an anger of rage. It's an anger of hurt. It's an anger of pain. It's an anger of, how can you not even be interested in this relationship? How can you not even be interested in talking this through and figuring out a way to make this work? And therefore Rashi sees this as a pain more than just a rage. And that's the lesson to us all. In our disputes, to keep the dialogue open, to allow there to be potential for conversation, and never to say those words, "I don't even want to hear from you. I'm not interested in anything you have to say."